The grand jury made four recommendations in hope of solving problems at the jail that's kept it under federal oversight since 2006. Grand jury foreman Gillen Young.
Our citizens deserve a functioning government. So we're challenging our officials to come together, get these things fixed, use some common sense. That's all we're asking.
Young and his fellow jurors want the special grand jury to look into the hiring process and personnel policies at the jail. The chief jailer says he has 100 open positions right now. Fulton Commission Chairman John Eves says those positions are fully funded. The hope is that the special grand jury could find and make recommendations to fix that disconnect. The grand jury also wants Fulton commissioners to move forward with talks about buying or leasing the Atlanta City Jail to ease overcrowding. Chairman Eves said in a statement responding to the recommendation that he's asked for a new conversation with Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed about the city jail. The grand jury's also asking for the chief jailer to provide a monthly report on any inmates who've been at the jail more than 100 days, and it wants a review on procedures for handling inmates with mental illness. District Attorney Paul Howard says he'll move quickly to petition the Fulton Chief Superior Court judge to grant the forming of the special grand jury. Howard says this is the first time in his memory that a grand jury has requested the appointment of a special grand jury.
What they have done is to really ask the same questions that a lot of people in Fulton County have been asking for a very long time.
If the judges agree to impanel the special grand jury, those questions would have subpoena and indictment power behind them. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.